update you on some injuries that were going on during the week. Brian Fletcher Cox are good. And then Leotis is going to practice today, so he's feeling much better. And then Ryan Matthews, we excused him. He's ill, actually, and so he's left and won't be at practice today. Yeah, I got a. It just happened with me, so I haven't really got with Chris Peduzzi yet. Until I know more information, I'll let you know. But I would, as of right now, yes.
Okay, Leotis. I mean, typically, you know, the Wednesday Thursday practices are important in terms of playing Sunday. If players play on the Friday, when you're, I guess you're stalling a lot of the game plan, is that enough for him to be able to be ready?
Yeah, typically, you know, because they're always in the meetings on Wednesday, Thursday, and they're getting all the mental reps there, watching the film, watching the tape. And so typically if a player can go on Friday and he feels good and we feel like he's capable to contribute, then he'd be available for the game. So, yeah, we'll see and find out more today as we go through practice.
Are you kind of worried that this hamstring is going to linger on for the whole year now? It's been...
Well, yeah, we got to try to get a hold of it, kind of get on top of it. Of course, hamstrings can be funny for everybody and different for everybody. The good thing is he's feeling good right now, and so therefore give him an opportunity to practice today.
Is there no benefit, though, to just sort of keeping him out until it's 100%?
Well, obviously that is the benefit, you know, to rest him, and that's why we want to try it today in practice and see where he's at, because, again, if he can go and contribute, definitely help us, you know, on defense, and if he can't, we'll go as what we've done in the past, and we'll get him ready to go next week.
Does they have guys that may or may not play, and I guess they want, it's a kind of game time kind of things. How does that affect your preparation? Do you just...
It doesn't, because, you know, we're in the same, that we have guys that may or may not go, and so they're, you know, they, you just have to prepare for everybody, and you know, our mentality is that just that, and you know, our focus is to get our guys ready to go for Sunday.
What have you seen? Are you viewing this as a week to week thing, or are you committed to him at right back?
Fully committed. You know, he's had a great week of practice, a good week of preparation. There's a few mental things that we cleaned up during the week, and that's why you practice. But, you know, from the standpoint of him executing and doing what we ask him to do, he's fine and committed to him, you know, being that right tackle.
What's that like from a quarterback's perspective when you lose a key piece in the offensive line? You've been there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it can – the beauty of it is in Carson's mind and my mind, I mean – you know, you don't let it bother you, honestly. You don't let it bother you. And, you know, it's my job as a coach to help Big V if I need to, or even help Jason Peters if I need to, or if Tobin's in there, help him, or whatever we need to do from a game plan standpoint. But you know what? I don't get caught up and worried about that going into any game. I think it just handcuffs you. I think it sort of restricts what you want to do. And even as a quarterback, I mean, you know, you can't worry about if your eyes are always looking in that position, you know, it's affecting your job. So Carson's, he approaches it just as if, you know, Lane were over there. So there shouldn't be any drop off.
So you were here when Deshaun was here. You had Jeremy last year in Kansas City. With how young you guys are on the outside wide receiver position, you know, what'd you make of how that unfolded here with both those guys being gone and now you guys having to kind of – you came into a situation where you had a bunch of new guys that are obviously still learning.
Yeah, young guys, but guys that are eager and learning every single day. They're getting better every single day. We saw it throughout OTAs and training camp leading up through to the regular season. You know, having a young group, you know, obviously – when we were here, you know, Jeremy Macklin, even Jason Avant, you throw him in that. He was the veteran, you know, the older guy of the group, and we had him in Kansas City as well, along when we got Jeremy. So those are the older guys. And it's kind of give and take. I mean, you want the older veteran guy, and if he's got a little tread left on his tires, that would be great. A lot of times when they get a little bit more seasoned, let's say, you know, maybe that speed decreases just a little bit, or their ability to get open might decrease a little bit. But the presence, the mental presence of having that veteran player in the room from a leadership standpoint, showing the rest of the guys how to work and how to operate is very beneficial. Our guys are kind of getting it. That's why Greg Lewis is here. I mean, he's a guy that's played the position. He's coaching that position hard. Jordan Matthews has done an excellent job stepping up and kind of being that elder statesman in the room for a young player. It's been a good group. And you're seeing incremental increases every single week with that group.
Could you talk about Sturgis, kind of the boost that he's given, and with his kicking from distance, how much that affects maybe your play calling and things?
Well, he's done an outstanding job. Last week had some big kicks, 50-yarder, and those are just things, very powerful. You obviously see it on the kickoffs, which is very helpful when we have the ability to kick the ball deep in the end zone. And it does. It does affect when you cross that 50-yard line or that 35-yard line, knowing that you potentially could get 3 points on the board is very critical. Like I said, he's done a great job for us, something we just continue to. I like touchdowns over field goals, obviously, but there's going to come times when you need that big kick, and he's been able to prove that already this year.
It's a stretch of four or five road games here. From your perspective, what does it take to be a good road?
Well, number one, you got to stay healthy. Number two, you got to protect the football, and I think number three, you got to handle the crowd noise. And I guess number four is these are division games, and you got to handle them one at a time. So how we prepare during the week, I don't get caught up in looking down the road, because this is the only game we got on the schedule right now, in our opinion. And we're focused on this one, and let's try to get this one first before, and then we move on. But, you know, obviously in the back of your mind, you do know you got a nice little stretch coming up, but at the same time, we're focused on just one at a time.
You talked about it a little bit, but what have you seen from Big B this week?
His athleticism, his strength, his mentality of being a smart player, understanding his assignment, listening to him in the meeting rooms, call out assignments and knowing his assignment, those things. And then just each week or each day, again, getting better and better and more comfortable at that position. And so we've got one more day today, and then a little finish up tomorrow. But he's done a nice job all week, and those are the things that we saw in camp, and he's still kind of modifying and at the same time refining his skill over there at right tackle.
Two more guys.
There's like some level of uncertainty as far as Ryan Matthews is concerned. Do you have like a certain set of plays for someone else if Ryan can't go or if he's limited?
No, you go in more so thinking of Darren Sproles that way, you know, how many plays and different types of plays and things with him, with a guy like Ryan and Wendell Kenyon. Now those two guys, Kenyon and Wendell, become a little more important if Ryan is it can't go, for instance, much like you saw in the Pittsburgh game. But I don't alter or change any part of the run game plan.
What speed receivers in the summer, you know, Chris Givens and Reuben Randall, who are you leaning on right now on the roster to stretch the field, take the top off?
Well, you know, obviously Nelson is kind of that guy. And then, the other thing is, obviously, you know, you've seen when we get down closer to the end zone, you're seeing DGB on a few more down the field throws where we can utilize more of his jumping ability and his height and his physical stature down there, more so than say this sheer speed, and then just trying to create ways and unique ways of getting our guys open down the field. I mean, that's just by scheme and design. So, you know, those two have been, and Josh Huff has been more short to intermediate right now, but he's another one that as we go can begin to utilize some of that speed down the field.
Thanks, Doug.
Wouldn't that be?